From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian opposition activists say an airstrike on a northwestern rebel-held town killed at least 18 people. The Britain-based Syria Observatory for Human Rights says those killed in the Saturday strike in the center of Aram al-Jaz include 5 children and 2 women. Earlier, the observatory said a Russian warplane struck Khan Sheikh Haun, the rebel-held town targeted earlier in the week, and an alleged chemical weapons attack by the Syrian regime. The activists said one woman was killed and 3 people wounded after being machine-gunned by jets in an eastern neighborhood. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson travels to Moscow on Wednesday, just days after the United States launched missile strikes on Russia's ally, Syria. U.S. missiles struck a Syrian airbase in response to a Syrian chemical weapons attack that killed civilians. Here's Tillerson speaking to ABC News.
The Syrian regime, under the leadership of President Bashar al-Assad, are responsible for this attack. And I think further, it is very important that the Russian government consider carefully their continued support for the Assad regime.
Meantime, Britain's Foreign Minister Boris Johnson announced that he canceled his planned Monday visit to Russia, citing developments in Syria have changed the situation fundamentally. Johnson said he did consult with Tillerson before calling off his trip. Secretary of State Tillerson heads to Russia after he attends the G7 foreign ministers meeting in Italy. For details on more news, join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Navy is sending a strike group toward the Korean Peninsula to bolster the U.S. presence there and send a message to North Korea, which this week conducted a ballistic missile test in spite of U.N. Security Council resolutions banning such launches. The strike group includes its namesake aircraft carrier, the USS Carl Vinson, as well as 3 guided missile destroyers. Pyongyang has repeatedly defied international warnings about conducting missile launches and testing nuclear devices. U.S. President Trump has also called on China, one of the few nations with strong ties to Pyongyang, to take stronger action to curb those nuclear ambitions. Police in Norway appear to have prevented a criminal attack on the subway system after finding an explosive device by a busy subway station in the Norwegian capital. Police evacuated late-night bars and restaurants. Officials say the device was neutralized and one person was taken into custody. So far, police have released few details about the suspect or the device found. Norway was put on high alert after neighboring Sweden suffered a truck attack in the capital that killed 4 people and injured 15 others. Police in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, fired tear gas and rubber bullets to disrupt thousands of anti-government protesters on Saturday after President Nicolas Maduro's government barred an opposition candidate from holding office. The demonstration came a day after the government barred Enrique Capriles from running for office for 15 years. Capriles told supporters, "We can expect more outrageous actions by the government. They could do anything, more human rights violations. We have to resist, and I am here to resist too." Venezuela's political crisis intensified last week when the Supreme Court issued rulings curbing the powers of the opposition-controlled legislature. Somali military officials say senior al-Shabaab commander Bashir Nuri Hassan was among several militants killed during an attack in the southern Somali region of Jubaland. A senior Somali military commander in the region told VOA that joint troops from Kenya and Somalia were responding to an attack by the militants on Somali base. That's when the al-Shabaab commander was killed. Somalia military officials believe Hassan led major attacks on the Somali national bases and those of the Kenyan troops in the region. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.